Do consumers hunger for 3D TVs? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Top U.S. electronics retailer Best Buy yesterday unveiled a line of 3D televisions made by Panasonic. Lots of companies are hoping to cash in on the current enthusiasm consumers have shown for 3D movies like Avatar and the new Alice in Wonderland. ESPN is unveiling a 3D network this summer. Discovery, Sony, and IMAX are expected to follow suit next year. Will 3D TVs be a big performer for Best Buy, manufacturers, and programmers? Consumers seem interested, at least, according to CNET executive editor David Carnoy. But that doesn't mean instant sales.
One of the big things, I think, holding people back is simply there's not going to be a whole lot of content available when these things launch. For instance, the Samsung launched just the other day, and they had one 3D Blu-ray that came with the package. Panasonic's going to have something, and then Sony's going to have, you know, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. So you're looking at very few discs initially and very little content.
The technology itself, how good is it exactly, say, compared to the cinema experience, you know, seeing Avatar with the goofy glasses?
There is definitely a 3D effect. I think one of the problems they're going to have is that a 50-inch TV or even a 57-inch TV isn't quite big enough, because you actually have to stand only about 4 feet away to have kind of the most desirable impact. You have to wear the glasses. So that immersive experience that you get in the theater, along with the whole surround sound experience, that's the whole package. And you're not really quite getting that when you buy what seems like a fairly large TV, but it really isn't that big for 3D TV.
I'm trying real hard not to think and say that this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, because I don't want to be burned 2 years from now when everyone has 3D televisions. But I just don't see people spending this kind of money for it. I just don't see people having much tolerance for this 3D stuff other than seeing a movie in the theater once in a while.
The day when you can get, when it's built into the TVs, it's really not a big deal. Maybe it's a $100 premium to get the 3D, or even it doesn't cost anything extra. That's when it really has a chance to catch on. And also when there's content out there, there has to be both 3D Blu-rays. That means you have to upgrade your Blu-ray player. A lot of people don't even have Blu-ray players at this point. And on top of it, you're waiting for 3D content to come out on your TV, which is going to be a little while on that as well. So you're looking at basically, I think, a similar trajectory as far as HD goes, 4 to 5 years before you can potentially see this really take off. Again, I don't think it's, like you said, I don't think it's necessarily a sure bet that it really is going to take off. But you are looking at that 4 to 5 year range.
David Carnoy is executive editor of CNET, which covers the consumer electronics industry. The 50-inch Panasonic Viera VT20 Plasma 3D HD TV will run you about $2,500 at Best Buy, and the goofy 3D glasses are an additional $150. In addition to the new Panasonic 3D offerings, Sony and Samsung expect to begin selling 3D models in the coming months. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.